今日选读经文是取自《生命记》第五章第一至六节同埋二十一节。
Today's scripture reading is taken from the Old Testament, the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 5, verses 1 through 6 and 21.
我哋会一齐去读，先用中文读，由英文读出。
We will first read this in unison together, first in Cantonese and then in English.
系《生命记》第五章一至六节同埋二十一节，我哋一齐去读。摩西将以色列众人召了来，对他们说：以色列人啊，我今天晓谕你们的律例典章，你们要听，可以学习，谨守遵行。耶和华我们的神在何烈山与我们立约，这约不是与我们列祖立的，乃是与我们今日在这里存活之人立的。耶和华在山上从火中面对面与你们说话，那时我站在耶和华和你们中间，要将耶和华的话传给你们，因为你们惧怕那火，没有上山说：我是耶和华你的神，曾将你从埃及地为奴之家领出来。也不可贪图人的房屋、驴皮和牛驴，并他一切所有的。
Deuteronomy chapter 5 verse 1. Let's read this together. Moses called all the people of Israel together and said, Listen carefully, Israel. Hear the decrees and regulations I am giving you today, so you may learn them and obey them. The Lord our God made a covenant with us at Mount Sinai. The Lord did not make this covenant with our ancestors, but with all of us who are alive today. At the mountain the Lord spoke to you face to face from the heart of the fire. I stood as an intermediary between you and the Lord, for you were afraid of the fire and did not want to approach the mountain. He spoke to me, and I passed his words on to you. This is what he said. I am the Lord your God, who rescued you from the land of Egypt, the place of your slavery. You must not covet your neighbor's wife. You must not covet your neighbor's house or land, male or female servant, ox or donkey, or anything else that belongs to your neighbor. God bless the readers and hearers of His Word. The title of Pastor Wilson Chang's message, You Need a New Heart. If it is too unbearable or too hot and humid, the little room for the elderly is available to go to with AC.
The beauty of the 10th commandment that we just read in Deuteronomy 5:21 is that it tells us that God requires inward as well as outward obedience.
我先我刚才去读嗰个嘅《生命记》入边讲到嘅第十个嘅诫命，呢个嘅神俾我哋诫命就系话，我哋需要去唔单止系外表去我哋去遵守神，而我哋内心入边都要去遵守神。
You see, if it's left to us, we think, oh.You know, I read this list several times. I can do some of those things.
我睇我话我睇十诫嘅时候，啊，我睇十诫有有几诫我都可以去遵守啊。
But the tenth commandment, do not covet, proves that God judges the heart, the core of your being.
啊，但系当我睇第十诫嘅时候，就话俾我知，我哋不可以去贪恋其他人嘅嘢，话俾我哋知，我哋个内心入边，我哋需要去跟从神。
And so that's sad news for us because that means.All of us, out there, in here, sin daily.
So, actually, when we read the 10th commandment,
I was going to read a quote to you by Martin Luther, the great reformer, but I guess I might cut that out today to try to shorten things.Because it is kind of warm in here.
咁啊，我哋咧，本来牧师咧有一段嘅说话咧，系取自个马丁路德嘅一段嘅说话嘅，但系咧，因为今日天气啊咁热啦，我哋啊cut少啲。
See, I don't see any smiles. I guess maybe you want me to go longer. I can. I certainly can.
大家想我哋講耐啲咧咁
Wow, you guys impressed me. Yeah, you guys impressed me. Yeah, you want more? I go to 1:30 if you want.
牧師想去講嘅可以講到點半都得。
The tenth commandment seems to have an effect on the Apostle Paul. We know that from the New Testament.
我睇新約嘅時候，我哋知道咧，就係話依句嘅依個嘅十戒第十戒，不可貪戀別人嘅嘢咧，就係好特別去喺使徒保羅嘅生命裏邊再用到。
You know, the Apostle Paul went through the first part of his life, assuming that he could measure up. He looked at the Ten Commandments and said, I can do those things.
保羅本身去開頭嘅時候覺得，當我睇十戒嘅時候，好多嘢我都做到啊。
He didn't murder. He didn't commit adultery. He didn't steal. He didn't lie. He at least not on the outward areas of his life.
使徒保羅睇話，我冇殺人啦，我冇去犯奸淫啦，我冇去講大話，我冇去偷嘢，我冇做好多嘢，我可以做到十戒入邊好多嘢啊。
But then Paul tells us in Romans 7, he came to the tenth commandment.
但係就話，當去到第七章嘅時候，就係話我哋話使徒保羅睇到呢個嘅不可貪戀別人嘅嘢。
And that stopped him dead in his tracks.
佢就停低就去睇啦。
Guys, if you could hit slide one, because it shows us Romans 7:7-8, and this is what Paul, the Apostle Paul, says when he considered the tenth commandment.
當使徒保羅去睇就係話，當我睇《羅馬書》第七章時候，就係使徒保羅去睇到呢個嘅第十戒，佢嘅反應係乜嘢啦？
Again, Romans is written in the latter part of his life.
羅馬書咧就係喺使徒保羅佢嘅後期嘅生命嗰時寫嘅。
And he's done quite a bit for the Lord already.
佢當時已經係為著神嘅侍奉去好多啦，已經。
It says there in the NIV translation, I would not have known what sin was except through the law. For I would not have known what coveting really was if the law had not said, do not covet. But sin, seizing the opportunity afforded by the commandment, produced in me every kind of covetous desire.
就係喺個羅馬書第七章第七節嗰講就話：這樣我們可説什麼呢？律法是罪嗎？斷乎不是。只是因，只是非因律法，我就不知如何為罪。非律法說不可起貪心，我就不知何為貪心。
See what Paul explains of his experience with the tenth commandment helps us greatly.
就係保羅當佢睇咗第十戒嘅時候，好幫助到佢嘅屬靈嘅生命。Because
the tenth commandment is talking about the attractions of your heart.
因為呢個嘅第十戒就講到就話呢個人嘅心係去向住邊度。Ask
yourself this morning, what is your heart, the core of your being, most fixed upon?
就話今天嘅早上就話我問我哋自己，我哋嘅心今天嘅早上係望係諗住乜嘢，係看住乜嘢嘅咧？
That's what do not covet is referring to. It's talking about the motives, the desires, the passions of the core of your being, your heart.
呢第十戒就話不可貪戀其他嘢，就係話佢講就我哋嘅心究竟今天我哋係望住乜嘢，我哋想思想乜嘢，我哋渴求啲乜嘢嘅咧？
Or let me put it another way for you. Paul realized the Ten Commandments were not just talking about what he did, but why. Why he did it.
就話使徒第十戒就講就話，唔單止係解釋咗使徒保羅佢做咗啲乜嘢，但係就係解釋咗佢點解佢個動機點解要去做呢啲嘅嘢。
See, they weren't just talking about his behavior.
呢就話唔單止係講佢嘅行為。
But it was talking, referring to the actual motives, the desires of himself, his heart.
就講到就話佢係解釋到佢嘅行為點解去做，佢嘅動機點解要去傳道咧。
And then Paul realized he knew he couldn't possibly save himself through his own efforts.
佢就去解釋咗呢件事。
And he desperately needed Jesus the Christ.
佢就去解釋咗，其實佢係需要耶穌基督，佢先能夠去做到佢所做嘅傳道。
It's one thing to change your behavior, right?
咁我哋要去改變我哋嘅行為。
Really bad habits, you know, biting your nails, maybe worrying a lot, you know, really ingrained habits are very hard to change, but if you summon enough might and energy, you can change them.
咁我哋好多時好多人都會有啲唔好嘅壞習慣，我哋可能話鍾意去咬手指，我哋鍾意可能去做一啲唔好嘅行為。我哋可能會內心入面諗到就話啊，我揸緊我嘅心，我可以做到嘅，我可以去改。
But you can't change the flow of your heart. You can't. You can't change your feelings.
但所以我們可能可以在行為上去改，但是其實我們的內心裡面我們很難去變。
You see, it's attracted to certain things.
我們的心去渴求一些東西。
It longs for certain things.
我們很渴求，很想得到一些東西。
You can't just say stop to the core of your being, and then presto, you stop.
但我哋咧，当我哋好渴求一啲嘢嘅时候，我哋好难嘅就话啊，好似揿个掣，我哋就唔做啦。
And that's why Paul realized when he was considering the Ten Commandments, and especially the Tenth Commandment, he realized it was saying he needed a whole new heart.
所以保罗就讲就话，我哋人系需要一个完全新嘅心，先至能够得到一个改变。
You and I, human beings, need a new heart.
你和我每个人，我们需要一个新的心。
And when the Apostle Paul realized that, that he needed a new heart, he knew that it's something that only God can give him.
这个新的心，我们每个人是需要，但是唯有是神才能够去给到人这个新的心。
Or to put it another way, he realized he was dead spiritually unless God gave him life.
就保罗佢讲就话，我哋内心入边，我哋属灵生命上，我哋系死嘅，我哋需要神去改变我哋，俾我哋有一个新嘅心。
That God had to do a miracle in him. That God had to change the inclinations of the core of his fabric, the core of his being.
神系需要去介入佢嘅心，将佢嘅心去完全去改变，先能够有一个新嘅生命。
In other words, the tenth commandment actually says to all of us.You need a new heart.
所以在第十诫里面他讲到就是说，其实说我们不可贪恋这件事，就是说我们其实需要一个新的心在我们的生命。
You need a reordering of your loves, the loves that you have deep down in you.
我们需要去重组我们内心里面所喜爱所渴慕里面的东
西。 See, this word covet means a life dominatingintense craving or desire for something.
即係貪求嘅意思，即係話我哋內心入邊，我哋想去渴求，去追到，去得到，去完全想去擁有嘅心嘅意思。
You stake your life on something.
即係話我哋咧去搏老命嘅，要去得到依樣嘢。
It means to not just want something, but want something centrally.
就話唔單止話我想係想去擁有，而係我就係完全嘅想去完全嘅得到擁有。
What it's referring to, it means to invest.The main part of your hopes, the main part of your happiness in something other than God.
即是说将我们的内心里面，将我们所想拥有，我们想要追求的东西，完全的去摆在这里，想去得到，而不是得到神。
See, all of us here put our happiness and hope into something.
意思就是说将我们想要开心的，我们想去渴求的东西，完全是想拥有一些的东西。
You need to ask yourself, what is at the top priority of my list of why I'm living?
我们就要问我们自己，究竟我们生命当中有什么是我们最想要得到去拥有的？
That's what it means to covet.
意思就是，这个意思就是说，我们想去贪求什么呢？就是这个意思。
You see, again, the tenth commandment, it does not simply warn Israelites against stealing what belongs to others. It certainly says that.
贪求不单止意思讲就话，我哋想去贪求人哋想拥有嘅咩嘢，唔单止系咁。
But as you come to a conclusion in the Bible, you need to look at other parts of the Bible to see how it explains it.
但我哋需要睇圣经唔同嘅地方去了解究竟呢个贪求嘅意思系乜嘢。
The tenth commandment goes much deeper than that.
这个的意思在圣经里面是更加的深入的了解。
Yes, it's right. It certainly says God's people should not even desire what belongs to another. That's certainly right. It's clear.
这个是很清楚讲的，就是说我们不应该去贪求人家所拥有的东
西。And it does say, you know, where it focuses not on our actions, but on our attitudes, right? We know that.
我们不要贪求别人的东西，不单止是我们行为上，但我们内心里面都不应该这么做。
And it certainly says that it speaks to not just what we do, but what we want to do.
不单止说我们所做的事，但是说讲到就说是我们想去做的都是不应该。
But there's more. There's more here about coveting.
但其實裡面所講嘅貪求嘅意思係更加嘅內，更加嘅深入。
It's really telling us something's wrong inside us.
係，其實講到就話我哋內心入邊係更加嘅一個問題。
That we all need rescue and redemption.
我哋每一個人係需要神嘅拯救。
You see, the commandment, don't misunderstand.The Ten Commandments. Don't misunderstand what it's saying. It's not condemning desiring. It's not like Buddhism.
啊，我哋個十戒入邊講嘅就話，唔單止唔係請大家唔好誤會，係話只係想去話俾你知你做錯啲乜嘢。
I'm not an expert in Buddhism, but you ask a Buddhist, what they find liberty in what? Death to desire, right?
啊，我哋譬如話，我睇佛教嘅時候，佛教話咧點樣能夠得自由啊？就係話我哋唔去渴求，唔好去追求。
But the tenth commandment does not forbid us to desire the blessings of God and His creation. There's a lot of things to enjoy in the world.
第十戒入邊嘅第十戒唔係叫你話唔去貪，唔係去追，叫你唔去追求神俾我哋嘅祝福，唔去追求神俾我哋嘅創造一切嘅嘢好嘅。
Many of you work very hard for your money. You need to.The fruit of your human labor, you can enjoy.
啊，我哋每一人做工係好好落力去做，我哋能夠，我哋應該係去得到我哋所做工嘅得翻嚟嘅一個獎賞，我哋應該嘅。
But what the commandment condemns is desiring what belongs to others or what is called envy.
嚇，但係咧，聖經未講嗰個十戒就話，我哋去追求係講到個追求人哋嘅嘢。
The envy that this commandment forbids is not only a desire for something that belongs to someone else.
啊，唔單止講就話我哋去渴求追求人哋想擁有嘅嘢。
It goes much deeper than that.
其實意思係更加係內心入邊係更加深層。
It's a desire for anything that would draw you away from contentedly serving the living God. Anything that prevents you.From putting God first and serving Him, that's coveting.
嚇，咁呢個貪求嘅另一個意思，另一樣去睇就係話，我哋去貪求一啲嘢，係嗰啲嘅嘢咧，係令到我哋係會離開神嘅。
See, Jesus commands us to seek first His kingdom.
聖經入邊講到就話，神叫我哋去先求佢嘅國，佢嘅義先。
Seek to put on His righteousness with all our heart. That's what He says.
聖經又講清楚，好清楚講到就話，我要先求他國同他嘅義，一切其他嘢都會交給俾我哋。
For example.In the Sermon on the Mount, Matthew 6:10, he taught us to pray, Your kingdom come, your will be done in earth as it is in heaven.
聖經裡面說的就很清楚，在馬太福音第六章第十節，他教導我們說，願你的國降臨，願你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。
That means we're to desire God's kingdom work.
我就是说我们去渴求什么，就是我们渴求神的国，祂的国能够在地上能够进行。
That means proclaiming Christ to the nations, to bring glory to His name.
我们能够去追求，就我们想渴求，就是神的国在地上，祂的福音能够达到这个地上。
To look forward to His resurrection, power and judgment in the world.
我们去渴求，就是神的这个得救，这个审判能够在地上去进行。
Experience that strength, that power now as we serve the Lord.
啊，当我哋去侍奉神嘅时候，我哋能够去感受到呢个神嘅呢个嘅祝福。
See, Jesus Himself shows us the passion for such service.
啊，我哋去能够感受到呢个嘅嘅好嘅嘢。
He says, for instance, in John 2:17, zeal for my Father's house, for God's house, consumes me.
啊，咁喺个约翰福音第二章十七节讲就话。佢講就話：我為你的殿心裏焦急，如同火燒。
Again, I hope you understand what the tenth commandment demands of us. Then,
所以我希望大家能夠去睇到就係話，究竟呢個嘅第十戒喺我哋生命當中係其實幾咁嘅重要。
And the stark reality and the fear that it presents that all of us are in trouble.
所以其實當我哋去睇嘅時候，我哋知道其實我哋每一個人其實係喺個嘅犯罪當中。
Because none of us can keep any of the commandments.
因為喺我哋內心入邊，其實我哋每一個人能夠去遵守到呢個十戒。
Because it's an internal matter as well as an external one.
因為佢講嘅就係話，因為係唔單止係我哋外。表入边，我哋个出边，我哋行为可以点做到？入边就话我哋嘅内心入边，我系点想
？Again, don't misunderstand what the Ten Commandments is requiring. Right? It's not wrong to desire the good things of God's creation.
所以我先再一次讲就话，呢个嘅第十戒，我哋讲我哋去渴求追求，系如果我哋去渴求神俾我哋一切好嘅嘢，呢个系冇错嘅。
Yet with that being said, The New Testament clearly says we're to desire the blessings of heaven above the choices of the earth.
我们能够去追求神给我们一切的天上的财宝是应该的，是对的。
Guys, slide 3, I guess I kind of missed slide 2. Slide 3. Thanks. Matthew 6, 20-21 says this, but store up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where moths and vermin do not destroy, and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also, it says.
今天马太福音第六章二十节，我讲到话，只要积财，只要积着财宝在天上，天上没有虫子，不能朽坏，也没有贼来偷，因为你的财宝在哪里，你的心也在哪里。
Also Colossians 3, verses 1 and 2, Paul writes this, since then you have been raised with Christ, set your what? Hearts on things above. Where Christ is seated at the right hand of God, set your minds on things above, not on earthly
things. 你们若真与基督一同复活，就当求在天上的事。哪里有基督坐在神的右边，你们要思念上面的事，不要思念地上的事。
See, the temptations for us to disobey God with the tenth commandment, the temptations to covet are very subtle ones.
所以我们很多会被到这个引诱，去到这个贪婪，是很实在、很真实的。
Right, we even can envy spiritual gifts of others.
我们甚至可能会去贪求别人弟兄姊妹其他的属灵的恩赐。
But Jesus is full of mercy. And we know that throughout the pages of the New Testament, right? Because he understands our where our hearts are. He understands our weaknesses.
耶稣基督充满着一个恩典，他知道我们内心里面所思所想。
For example, we know the Apostle Peter denied knowing Jesus 3 times when Jesus was taken away.
当我代回圣经的时候，我睇到就话彼得当耶稣被钉十架之后，佢三次不认主。
And Jesus appeared individually to Simon Peter after he rose from the dead.
就系话佢系耶稣被钉十架之前，彼得佢三次不认主。
And he restores Peter. You can read John 21:17 yourself at a fish breakfast. He's cooking breakfast for Peter by the Lake of Galilee to restore him.
但当耶稣之后他复活的时候，他之后去再睇去揾翻彼得嘅时候，耶稣佢为到彼得去预备个早餐。
See, Peter's not disqualified to follow Christ, to be a disciple. He's not disqualified from serving God and others.
虽然彼得去三次不认主，但系咧耶稣基督冇话唔俾佢，佢唔应该再做呢个侍奉。
He's like us. We drop the ball often.
我哋都好似彼得一样，我哋去喺我哋侍奉上，我哋都跌倒。
But he understood God's grace more. He understood what God's love was for him more.
但系彼得之后，佢发现到就系佢明白究竟佢所心佢哋应该系去边度。
And it was better from the experience.
我哋佢明白到就话透过佢嘅经验，就系睇过佢嘅以前嘅经验，佢应该归翻俾佢神。
Because he began to speak out for the living Christ afterwards.
之后一睇到就话圣经入边之后啦，就系彼得佢继续嘅去为神而去侍奉。
And God does that in our lives too, right?
神喺我哋生命当中亦都系一样。
He's in the restoration business.
佢都系去重新我哋嘅生命。
You know, I don't know about you, but when I read the Ten Commandments, I'm always puzzled on why this is the tenth one. Why put this down at the bottom of the list?
当我睇圣经嘅时候，牧师睇嘅时候，都我去都好怀疑，点解又不可贪恋别人嘅东西嘅时候，点解会摆喺第十诫度咧？
You know, doesn't it seem strange that why if this is the one that it reveals that it's, you know, stark that something's wrong inside us, shouldn't be number one?
当我睇时候，第十诫讲到话，我哋咧要去睇我哋内心入边嘅心嘅所想。点解唔摆喺上面头嗰几个诫命咧？点解摆喺第十诫最后嘅诫命咧？
It's the one commandment we obviously can't keep.
因为咧，呢个第十诫系我哋喺十诫入边当中，我哋好难去能够去遵守。
But it points us back to commandment one, right? It demands that we love God with all our heart, soul, strength, mind, and our neighbor as ourself.
但其實在擺四十戒命最後，其實都係回應翻佢第一戒，就係話我哋要去愛我哋嘅神，要我哋去用全心全意全力嘅，我哋去愛我哋嘅主。
You see, there's no excuse when we look at do not covet. There's no excuse for us.
所以當我哋去睇時候，話不可以去貪戀，貪求，其實我哋唔可以有咩藉口，我哋唔去做。
Paul realized that the law's demands were pervasive in Romans 7 verse 8. He says there, sin seizing an opportunity through the commandment produced in me all kinds of covetousness.
在羅馬書第七章第八節講到就話，然而罪趁著機會，就藉著戒命，叫諸般的貪心在我裡面發動，因為沒有律法，罪是死的。
You see, to deny that you struggle from covetousness is really going against Scripture. Paul, in his latter part of his life, as he was reflecting back, he understood that he struggled with covetousness. It's ever present in our hearts.
好似保罗一样，佢去挣扎，就话，究竟我内心入边系谂到乜嘢嘅，系追求啲乜嘢嘅？神系其实帮助呢个保罗都嚟完全嘅去扭转佢嘅心。
And knowing that more and more drove him closer to the Christ, drove him saying, "Search my heart, O Lord." Drove him to say, "Lord, help me."
啊，让我哋去学习呢个使徒一样，让我哋去叫我哋真系去省察我哋嘅心，让神都话去追求，去省察我嘅心，去追求佢。
See, that's what it means when I said last time that Jesus intensifies the commandments. He transforms and fulfills them.
其實耶穌係將呢個嘅十戒係更加嘅表明出我哋應該點樣去做。
He does that in his perfect righteousness.
佢點樣去做就係話透過佢完全去遵守嘅戒命。
And the law is transformed by the perfect love of Christ.
而神就點樣去將基督透過基督嘅生命將呢個嘅愛俾到我哋。
The love that fulfills the law is the love by which Christ gave himself to redeem us.
啊，一個完全嘅愛就係耶穌基督，佢完全遵守咗律法，去俾到我哋，去拯救我哋。
Right, God the Father gave His one and only Son to restore the world.
就係話耶神嘅天父就係將佢唯一嘅子耶穌基督，佢嚟呢個世上俾到我哋。
And that's why we need to live by the Spirit, because if you live by the Spirit who raised Jesus from the dead, we can seek to obey through His strength, through His power, the law.
所以我哋要去靠住呢个圣灵去过呢个生命，因为咧我哋去明白就系话耶稣基督系为到我哋嘅罪而去死。
Again, Paul does us a great favor in explaining this tenth commandment. Romans 8. For what the law was powerless to do because it was weakened by the flesh, God did by sending His own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh to be a sin offering. And so, He condemned sin in the flesh, in order that the righteous requirement of the law might be fully met in us, who do not live according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit.
喺《羅馬書》第八章第三至四節講就話，律法既因肉體軟弱，有所不能行的，神就差遣自己的兒子成為罪身的形象，做了贖罪祭，在肉體中定了罪案，使律法的義成就在我們者不隨從肉體，只隨從聖靈的人身上。
One famous pastor says this about covetousness, defining it. He says it's desiring something so much that you lose your contentment in God.
就是一个解经人讲就讲就话，我哋对贪求嘅时候，我哋去追求一啲嘅嘢，我哋追求到一个地步，我哋喺神入边得唔到呢个嘅满足。
Thus, the opposite of covetousness is resting satisfied with God.
但系其实贪求嘅相反就系话，我哋能够喺神入边得到满足。
Covetousness is idolatry.
贪求其实是一种的拜偶像。
That's so because the contentment that the heart should be getting from God is looking elsewhere to get it.
因为我们贪求的相反就是得到的满足，这个满足应该就是在神里面去找到。
To put it simply, covetousness means your heart's divided. You got God compartmentalize somewhere in your life. He's over here, and you got all these other gods.
所以当我们贪求的时候，我们将我们应该满足的心，唔系摆喺神入边，而摆喺其他嘢当中。
And when we begin to lose our contentment in Jesus Christ, that's to say, when we say that Christ isn't altogether adequate, what happens? We start to long for other things for our souls.
我们应该就话喺耶稣基督入边能够得到完全嘅满足，但系我哋当我贪求嘅时候，我哋就系睇唔到一样嘢，就去追求其他嘅嘢去满足我哋嘅生命。
That's why we constantly remind you, you've got to get in the way of God's grace. You got to read the Bible. You got to pray. You got to serve. Right? You got to get involved.
所以我哋作为基督徒嘅，我需要去点样能够得到一个满足，就系我哋需要去祈祷，我哋需要喺教会入边有唔同嘅侍奉，去帮助我哋属灵嘅生命。
See, if you don't, then slowly but surely, what's going to happen is you're going to want something more. Want something more than the gospel.
所以若然我们不去这样做的时候，我们很容易就是去犯罪，我们就很容易就在其他的东西，在外面去寻求，去能够得到这个满足。
And then we get into the danger zone. Because in effect, what we're doing is we elevate something above God.
所以就会我们去到一个危险，就是我们去找其他的东西去代替。
And we believe the lie. We believe the deception. Satan's deception, which says there's a depth of joy, there's a depth of quality that you're missing out on.
So,
and so that's a very important question to ask yourself this morning. What do you put in your life at the position of highest value?
所以我们今天早上，我们去问自己，究竟我们在内心里面最高处的是寻求什么？
What deserves your utmost attention and effort in life?
在我们的生命当中，我们最终的，我们想去追求的东西是什么呢？
Because if you look at your schedule, it will show you what you value.
当我们看我们自己入面的时间表，究竟我们在时间表当中，究竟我们所追求的什么，我们看到。
And it will show all of us, in effect, we bow the knee to another master.
当我们去看的时候，我们看到就是说，其实我们内心里面，我们去追求其他的东西，不是神。
Which means not only we violated the 10th commandment, which it links us back to disobeying the first commandment, you shall have no other gods before you.
其实我们当我们去追求神的时候，我们已经是犯罪的第十戒和第一戒。
And that's why I think why Jesus spoke so urgently in Luke 12:15 when he said these words, take care and be on your guard against all covetousness. Because covetousness is sneaky. It's hard to detect in your life.
所以呢，保罗都系去同我哋去讲就系话，你们要谨慎自守，免去一切的贪心，因为人的生命不在乎家道丰富。
It often looks like a legitimate desire.
当我睇我想追求嘅嘢嘅时候，睇落去啊，我都好应该去追求嗰啲。
Right? It sort of deceives us into thinking it's a legitimate desire to enjoy something like the good gifts of God.
我们很多时候就说，我们去追求神给我们的东西是应该的。Again,
the thing that you desire could be good in and of itself.
我们很多时想追求的东西其实本身是好的。But
if it is placed above God in your life, then you are disobeying the Ten Commandments.
但如果你所追求的东西，你想要的东西是多过神，那时就是一个犯罪。
You know, often we have trouble drawing the line. We kind of like straddle the line and saying, I'm not just being disobedient.
很多时候我们很难自己里面去分清楚，究竟我所追求的东西是应该是对还是错的呢？
And you know, I don't have any easy answers for you. But you know, when you play with fire, it's dangerous. We know that, right?
当我们去追求的时候，譬如说一个例子，好像去玩火一样，究竟是应该去做的呢？
And we do know this very clearly in the Bible. You're responsible. You're responsible before God for the state of your soul, for the state of your heart.
但是我一样很清楚，就是说我们所做的事，我们所做的行为，所想的，我们去负责。
That is clear. You're accountable to God. So you've got to be very careful and do not covet.
所以我們愛做的事,我們需要去負責我們所選擇的,所以我們要好小心去選擇。
Because covetousness creeps up on you so easily. It's a seduction of your soul.
因為貪戀,貪心很容易的去介入你的生命。
Our single-minded, wholehearted devotion to God is weak. It's spotty.
我們的心,我們很多時候很軟弱。
And that's why, slide 6, the psalmist says, "Search me, O God, know my heart, try me and know my thoughts, and see if there be any grievous way in me. Lead me in the way everlasting." He's pleading to God, reveal what's in my heart.
所以詩人都說神啊，求你監察我，知道我的心思，試煉我，知道我的意念。 看在我裡面有什麼惡，是沒有引導我走永生的道路。所以詩人都說，我們求神去尋找，去要我們審查我們自己的生命。
I'm going to be very pointed. You need to jot down once Psalm 139, 23, 24 and start praying that. You need to.
所以我們每人需要去記住，去看這個詩篇139篇。
Otherwise, you're going to be deceived. You think you're obeying the 10th commandment.
所以我們不去追求神的時候，去審查我們自己心的時候，我們其實，我們不是去追求神。
You know how hard this is, right? You know you're a human being. There are a lot of other things you ought to love, right? That's a given, right?
我們作為人，我們很多時候都知道，就是我們心裡去追求很多不同的東西。
They draw your heart out.
很多世界上很多事去令到我們去追求。
But God is saying they're not equally as important as loving me.
但神很清楚說清楚，就是說那些好的東西，跟我相比的，那些東西是比我，不是比我更加好。
Because God is saying there's an order of importance.
因為神說，就說很清楚，就是說，我們的內心裡面是需要有一個的層次。
You know, I have a business background, so my illustrations are usually, you know, somehow skewed to that. Your heart is like an investment portfolio.
我們的心裡面好像我們去做這個投資一樣。
Right, you need to invest, right? You can't rely on a bank right now, 0.005% interest, right? You can't rely on that, right?
我們作為投資，我們不可以好像現在這樣，只是投資，看著銀行有多少利息。
And there are many things in life worthy to invest in.
世界上很多東西好像看起來是值得去投資。
And you should love lots of things in life.
我們很多時候覺得我們應該去愛有些好的東西。
But what's crucial as you do that is to be in tune with reality.
但我們很多時候我們真的要看清楚這個真實，這個世界上的事件。
That you put what at the center in your portfolio? What do you put there?
我們的內心裡面的投資，我們投資在什麼身上呢？
God should be the most foundational investment in your heart.
我們應該投資在神裡面，在我的內心。
Your heart should love God more than any other investment.
我們應該去愛神多過其他東西。
Your heart should base your hope, your happiness, more on God than anything else.
我們需要的是將神擺在最終，而多過其他我們所想擁有的東西。
You need to base your self-image, your significance, your security, more on God than anything else in that portfolio.
我們在內心裡面的投資，我們應該擺神多過我們自己想擁有的形象，我們所擁有的security。
Because what are you doing in life? You're investing, right? Investing the better part of your hope, your happiness, your joy, your self-image in something, right?
我們的內心的投資，我們放在很多不同的地方，可能是你的工作，可能你所擁有的東西，可能你自己的快樂，但其實我們內心的投資應該放在神的當中。
And if that something is not God at the center of your portfolio, that's the sin under all sins.
所以其實若然我們的內心的投資不是放在神在最終的時候，這就是一個罪。
It's the problem under all your problems.
這就是所有的罪的問題當中。
God's slide 7. This commandment is saying the thing you need most is a new heart.
所以就說我們需要一個新的心。
The new heart has reordered loves.
這個新的心就是說我們需要去重組我們的生命。
It's reordered loves in tune with the nature of reality.
我們需要重組我們的心，我們所擁有的東西。
You see, then you'll be okay. then things will be all right.
遇见你人家咁样做嘅时候，你嘅生命就得到一个嘅拯救。
Paul saw that. He saw what the law demanded of him.
保罗睇到神要佢所要做嘅嘢。
And you know what's shocking? He said, "Wait a minute. The law of God tells me what I must be, but the law of God does not tell me how to be it."
神叫我哋咧，我哋应该要去咁样去做，但系冇教我哋点样去做。
And Paul realized what the law of God really was after. He knew he was dead in the water.
保罗系知道佢自己嘅生命其实系不足，系应该受到惩罚。
So how? How are you and I going to get a new heart?
所以我哋每人，我哋点样能够得到呢个新嘅心呢？
Well, as I mentioned last week, it's the same answer. It's embedded in the prologue. Deuteronomy 5, 1 to 6 is the prologue, the introduction to the Ten Commandments.
就话我点能够去得到呢个新嘅心，就系话去睇翻呢个《申命记》。
When you read the Ten Commandments, you've got to include the context, the prologue.
就话去睇呢个十诫，就系我哋去睇。
And you always see there that God doesn't start right in with the rules. He doesn't do that.
神唔系话只系去讲出一啲应该我哋要遵守啲乜嘢。
He starts with story.
神系点做咧？就系话佢首先去讲出一个故事。
The story comes before the rules.
佢讲出个故事系喺个嘅律法之前。
He doesn't start, "No other gods, no images, don't take my name in vain, honor your father and mother." He doesn't start there.
神冇话，首先系讲就话，你只可以有一个神，你唔可以去拜别嘅别神，唔可以做呢啲，唔可以做呢啲，佢冇咁个开始先。
He doesn't go through the list of rules before he tells you about the story.
神系讲出一个故事先，喺俾出嘅诫命之前。
What story? His relationship with his people.
呢个系一个咩故事咧？就话佢讲出系就话佢同当时嘅人嘅关系先。
Why is it?
点解咧？
That God never gives you the law without the story.
点解神就系话从来都唔会话只系俾出个诫命而冇去讲出一个故事先咧？
Guys, could you go back to verse 4 and 5? You'll see the story right there. A summary of the story.
呢个故事咩故事咧？
Moses tells the story, right?
Again,
a summary of the story. It's found in Exodus. The Lord spoke to you face to face out of the fire on the mountain. At that time, I stood between the Lord and you to declare to you the word of the Lord, because you were afraid of the fire and did not go up the mountain.
就系喺个当时，就系当我哋睇出埃及地嘅时候，就系摩西点样去上呢个荷列山，点样去遇见神。
That's a little summary of the story it found in Exodus.
呢个就喺呢个出埃及地当中，就系摩西去遇见神，喺攞呢个嘅十诫之前。
God wanted to meet His children Israel.
神就系想去遇见当时嘅以色列嘅子民。
So He said to them, "I'll meet you on Mount Sinai."
所以神就同摩西讲，就话我喺个荷列山去遇见你。
So the children of Israel came to Mount Sinai.
所以当时嘅以色列人就去到呢个荷列山。And
then God comes down.
而之后点啊？就系话神就系去来临。In
all His greatness, in all His omnipotence, all His glory, He comes down.
就系话神去嘅一个完全嘅一个神去自己亲自嘅嚟到呢个地上。
Right, it's a cosmic overwhelming fire.
就话好似个火一样嚟到呢个地上。
And the people are hurt by the light, by the heat. And what do they do? If you're familiar with the story, they're running away from God.
就当神去嚟遇见以色列人嘅时候，好似一个火咁样，啲人咧好惧怕，佢好惊。
They're running for their lives.
啲人去惊，佢哋去走。
And then what did they tell Moses, their leader? You go.
但系当时以色列人点讲啊？就同摩西讲，摩西你去见神啦。
You go talk to him. We're running.
就当时以色列人就话，我哋就去走。 摩西你去见神。
And verses 4 and 5 tell you Moses went up there.
就当时就是摩西去见神。
It was the bravest thing anybody had ever done.
呢就系当时一个好勇敢嘅事。
He went to face God, the fire.
系当时就系摩西嘅去遇见神，即系神要好似个火一样。
To represent the people of God, to talk to God.
吓就系神，就系摩西去代表当时嘅人去见神。
He went right into the fiery face of God. No one lives.
吓就系当时就系冇其他人，就系摩西系唯一一个去自己去见神。
But miraculously, he survives. Right? He comes down with what? The law of God.
然之后点啊？就系话摩西去遇见神，同神有说话，而佢之后就系落山。
He comes down with the law which reveals how Israel should be living.
就话佢要落山嘅时候，就系佢带住呢个十诫。
You see, Moses was brave, right? He was daring. He was dramatic. He was wonderful.
呢个经验系好奇妙。
But what? He didn't bring down the power to obey the law.
但系佢冇带佢摩西冇落嚟嘅时候，虽然系带住呢个十诫，但系冇带住呢个能力去遵守呢个十诫。
He didn't bring down the pardon because Israel, what were they doing? They're worshiping other gods already.
摩西佢攞落嚟嘅时候，佢冇带住话有一个能力去遵守，冇带住一个能力去赦免。而当时发生咩事啊？佢落嚟嘅时候，当时以色列人已经去拜其他嘅偶像。
Moses did a brave thing, but he didn't bring down salvation.
摩西去见神，去带呢个十诫，但佢冇能够去带到呢个嘅救恩。
And he only represented one group, the Israelites, not the Gentiles.
当时佢所去能够嘅，佢只系摩西，佢系代表当时嘅以色列人。
That's why we need a greater Moses.
所以需要比呢个摩西更加大嘅一位。
Someone centuries later, who climbs another mountain, Calvary, going with a cross on his back.
就系千年之后，就系喺另一个山，就喺一个嘅骷髅地。
That small hill.Calvary was a zillion times fiercer than Sinai.
就系一个喺个骷髅地当中，系更加比个何利山更加去难去攀上嘅。
And you could read about Hebrews 12, which is really a commentary on Exodus. Hebrews 12 tells you how horrible, how difficult it was for Moses to climb the mountain.
喺希伯来书第十二章讲嘅就话系几咁难嘅，系俾到摩西去爬上呢个山。
But the gospel tells you how much more horror.It was for Jesus to climb Calvary.
但系其实当我睇圣经嘅时候，就话耶稣更加嘅困难，点样去攀上呢个嘅骷髅地
？You see, Moses risked his life, right, to bring down the law. He risked his life.
摩西佢冒住呢个生命，佢爬上呢个山去攞呢个十诫。
And Jesus gives his life. He gives his life to bring us salvation.
摩西佢冒呢个生命，而耶稣基督佢俾出佢嘅生命。去拯救人。
Moses faces the fire of God at Sinai.
摩西佢去冒著生命去见神呢个火。
Jesus is consumed by the wrath of God on Calvary. Consumed.
但系耶稣基督嘅佢去承受呢个神嘅呢个愤怒。
Jesus didn't just risk his life; he gave his life.
耶稣基督佢唔单止系去冒着呢个生命去拯救人，而系其实耶稣基督系俾出佢嘅生命去拯救人。
So that our covetousness can be covered，
因为佢所做，我哋嘅贪心先能够得到呢个嘅赦免。
See my friends, the law can't convert the heart。
所以我哋知道就系话，我哋明白就系话，律法唔能够去改变我哋嘅生命。
The Ten Commandments can't change the way your heart is attracted。
十诫唔能够去改变我哋嘅心去望住乜嘢
，But the true story can。
但系最后最终嘅真正嘅
，The gospel story can change your heart。
但其实系耶稣基督嘅生命先能够去得到，先能够去能够改变你嘅生命。
When your heart grasps that gospel story, you're going to be changed.
既然你嘅心能够系摆喺耶稣基督嘅生命当中嘅时候，你嘅生命先能得到改变。
You grasp that story, your loves will be reordered.
原你嘅生命能够今天嘅系摆喺神入边，耶稣基督当中，你嘅生命今天先至能够有改变。
You see, you read the Bible, knowing that every part of the Bible points to Jesus. It whispers His name.
所以其实当你睇圣经嘅时候，其实每一部分系指住耶稣基督。
And so, will you pray with me now? Let us pray.
pray to the Lord, help us to understand the gospel. Help us, Lord, to have new, reordered hearts with reordered loves.
所以我们今天早上需要去寻找，去寻求神，让我们明白我们的爱需要去重组，爱将神摆在最中位。
That's the only solution for us.
这是唯一一个方法才能够去解决。
Will you pray Psalm 139? Search me, O God, and will you pray? Lord, show me. Show me the gospel story. Help me to believe it. Reorder my loves. Reorder, give me a new heart.
所以我们需要去寻找神，我们需要去求神，你们可不可以今天和我一起祈祷，就是说求神去审查我的生命，去寻求我的心思意念，去思念我的意念，让我们能够将神摆在最终的位。
Because that's how people follow Jesus.
所以才能够我们好像当时一样，我们才能够去寻找到神。
And that's what Covenant of Grace Presbyterian Church needs more than anything else.
所以我们能够，如果我们能够这样做的时候，我们作为教会的弟兄姊妹，我们才能够将神摆在第一位。
Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you for the story that comes before the law.
主啊，感谢你俾我哋嘅话语，我系感谢你俾到我哋一个故事，系摆喺呢个嘅律法之前。Father,
I pray for each person here that they would treasure that story.
我哋求每一位在座当中嘅，求神你去帮助。
And get the gospel deep down in them.
让主你将呢个嘅圣经呢个话语去俾我人嘅心板上当中。I
pray that for myself as well.
我为到我自己都要去祈祷。And
then, Lord, we'll see. More reordered loves. Reordered loves with a new heart. Living to proclaim the name of Jesus. Honoring Him with our lives. We ask that that would be so for Jesus' sake. Amen.
Amen.